This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again today by Mick Martin, who's the pastor of the Independent Church in North Sydney, the Upper Room. Hey, Mick.
Hey, Simon.
This week we've been talking about what it is to be human. A whole lot of things around being an individual, being part of a community and that sort of thing. Last time we talked about the power of the shared experience. Mick, in times of crisis, upheaval or hardship, we're often forced to think about the things that really matter. We've seen this a lot lately in our part of the world where there have been a whole lot of natural disasters. We've had terrible floods, cyclones, and then earthquakes, especially in New Zealand. We've seen some terrible things happening with that. Yeah. But also further afield, lots of political upheaval in the Middle East. These are times that in some ways, powerful ways, bring people together, aren't they?
Yeah, notwithstanding all the horror and suffering and destruction associated with all those things, I guess if there's a positive side to some of these events is that what happens is we see that all the as we talked about before, the things that we construct that separate us and divide us and alienate us from others, all of that becomes meaningless in the heat of these intense experiences where it's often a matter of survival. And all of that falls away. And I think what happens is it leaves our core humanity exposed and people begin to see each other purely as fellow human beings. And there's an immediate sense of connection and solidarity that comes to the fore in those conditions.
Yeah, we've seen some amazing stories, haven't we, of great courage and, I guess, camaraderie of people coming around helping people.
Examples from the floods of people who were trying to save their homes and save their possessions, and a whole band of complete strangers would just turn up and start helping them, no questions asked. There's some impulse that kicks in, and as you say, even to the point of self-sacrifice, and the story that everybody was moved by, I think, of the young boy stuck on the roof of the car who insisted that his younger brother be saved first, and he ended up perishing. So something great rises in us in these situations of shared experience.
It seems that there's something really at the core of who we are that knows that this is just right. Mm. There's something beautiful and uplifting about it, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And Mick, we've seen some pretty extraordinary examples of this in recent times in the Middle East.
Yeah, I read a great quote, just a short line that says, "In revolution, the barriers can fall hard and fast." And some amazing stories from Egypt, even as before the revolution started, there was a bombing of a Coptic church, Coptic being Egyptian Christians, Coptic church in Alexandria on New Year's Eve. And there was this great uprising of protest, not just among the Coptic Christians, who are only about 10% of the Egyptian population, but also from the moderate Muslim community, who was at this extreme Islam thing is not something that we want to identify with or be part of. And they had a whole number of Muslims who went along to Christian churches on Christmas Eve, because in the Orthodox Church, Christmas is a week after New Year,
the 7th
of January, I think. And so they went along to Christmas Eve services to express their condolences to the Christian community for the loss of, I think it was 24 lives at that bombing. And now we're seeing we saw in Egypt during the protests, Christians and Muslims demonstrating together. And they were demonstrating together because they were suffering together. They had this sense of shared experience and solidarity out of that suddenly the things that differentiated them, the things that divided them, the beliefs and the traditions and the religious labels, suddenly that was all meaningless. And what was meaningful was we are one people and we're struggling together for something that we really believe in here.
I heard some stories of where Muslim neighbours were looking after Christian homes in these situations, protecting them while the Christians were out, and vice versa.
Yeah, amazing.
Really going against what we might expect in many situations around the world.
Yeah, and Muslims forming a human shield while the Christians were praying, and then the Christians doing the same for the Muslims afterwards.
On just their Friday prayers.
Extraordinary stuff. And there was a scene of a group of Christians and Muslims carrying an imam on their shoulders, a Muslim religious leader, and he was carrying a copy of the Quran in one hand and a big cross in the other. I mean, in the context of the Middle East particularly, something like that is truly amazing. When we see people living for something greater than themselves, and this is the antithesis of the individualism that we talked about a while back, that living for something greater than yourself is what being human is all about. And so in giving of ourselves in service to others, that's where we discover our common humanity and where we discover what it really means to be alive.
And our Christian teaching would say, wouldn't it, that all the time it's this idea of putting aside your own needs for someone else's. And the idea that you gain life from doing that, it's not just a sacrifice, that you're finding your way into life.
Absolutely, yeah. And Jesus being the ultimate example of that.
Well, it's been a great discussion, Mick. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.